Pro-Palestinian protesters camping on Penn's campus have ignored calls from university leaders to disband and are still in that encampment for a third day. Interim President Dr. J. Larry Jameson says he supports the rights of community members to peacefully protest, but he's accusing some of the protesters of using intimidation and creating a hostile environment on campus. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there talking to students.
When Penn leadership released a letter on Friday night asking the encampment to disband, one of its student organizers, Eliana, said shock swept through those gathered.
There feels a visible and almost tangible inaccuracy of how we're being portrayed.
The disbanding was supposed to be immediate because Penn said the encampment violated its facilities policies. The university also said anti-Semitic graffiti was found on the nearby Ben Franklin statue. Sarah, another organizer, acknowledged the graffiti and condemned it, saying they jumped into action when they saw it.
As soon as the vandalism occurred, we had students with umbrellas on one side covering it until it was power washed off, and the other side we had a banner over it.
They also refuted claims in the letter that the university tried to meet with them, but an administrator was seen on Saturday afternoon engaging with some of the lead organizers. Jacob Malka, a Jewish student at Penn, says he hopes the encampment ends peacefully.
Just because these people are out here, I mean, and they have different views than us, doesn't mean that I believe that they all deserve to be arrested. I mean, if they're assaulting someone, yeah. If they're breaking the law, yeah. But I don't believe that they deserve to be arrested just for camping here.
In University City, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.